A state Senate panel this afternoon is hearing a measure that would set up what critics are calling predatory loans. The Strike Everything Amendment to an unrelated bill would authorize Consumer Access Line of Credit, or CALC, loans, which would include daily fees of up to 0.45% of the loan's balance. According to an analysis by the Center for Responsible Lending, a borrower who takes out a $2,500 loan would still owe almost $1,000 after paying the loan back for 11 months. Cynthia Zwick is executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association and one of those critics calling this proposal a debt trap. And Cynthia, based on your reading of the measure, what exactly would it do?
So essentially what this bill does is, like many of the efforts before this particular year, it would create a loan that would charge folks an effective interest rate of 164%. Like many of the others that have come and gone before, that have frankly been denied by voters in the state and legislators in many sessions since, it's a loan that catches people in a debt trap and creates these high interest products that are very difficult to pay off and very difficult to get out from under.
How similar or different is this version of this kind of bill to what has been attempted in the past?
So this is a really complicated bill. I think the bill is 28 pages long, and in the past they haven't been quite this complicated. It's creating a new product that they're calling a CALC loan. But essentially what this one is doing is it's saying that there is no interest charged on these loans. Instead, it's characterizing it as fees that are being charged to customers on a daily basis. So instead of saying, you know, that there is a specific interest rate attached to the loan, they're couching this in daily fees of 0.45%. So as I said earlier, borrowers will pay an effective annual rate of 164% and pay back more than twice what they borrow by the end of the 12-month loan term. We just feel like no matter what you call it, whether you call it a fee or whether you call it an interest rate, you know, it's just outrageous the level of interest or the level of the cost that will be inured to the borrower.
Is there more to it than this just being a semantic difference between a fee and interest?
Not really, no.
What kind of impacts have you seen on folks who maybe in the past have had to use these kinds of loans over the past few years that they've been much harder to come by?
You know, people are pretty resilient, and they're also very creative. And so, you know, these bills have really been outlawed here since about 2000. And as a result of payday lenders leaving the state, a couple of things have happened. We've seen auto title lenders modify their business, which we don't think is appropriate. But otherwise, people are finding alternative ways to address issues that they're facing. They're sort of reorganizing how they pay their bills. They're negotiating bills. They're enrolling in discount programs. And many of them are going to legitimate lending opportunities that credit unions and others make available to them. So there are alternatives in the state that don't charge these kinds of interest rates, and we support them wholeheartedly. We just think that these are outlandish and these rates are really, you know, inappropriate at best.
Supporters of bills like this often say, you know, it's about consumer choice. You know, there's some folks who maybe don't love this option, but this is the only option they have, and they really need money to pay off a bill or pay for something immediately. And you're kind of, by opposing this, you're taking that option away from them. Have you found that, or have you talked to people who, absent your efforts and efforts of groups like yours, would have gone for this kind of loan and are kind of disappointed that they can't?
We haven't talked with anybody who's disappointed that these loans aren't available. In fact, if you look historically at who is bringing these loans to light, you're not seeing a groundswell movement from potential borrowers. The only folks who are supporting these and really advocating that these become viable and legal in Arizona are the lenders themselves. We've not seen any, at least I've not seen any, negative impact from the inaccessibility of payday loans in the state of Arizona.
Cynthia Zwick is executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association. House Bill 2496 is set to be debated this afternoon in the Senate Appropriations Committee. You can read the measure online at theshow.kjzz.org. We should mention we've also reached out to the provision's sponsor for an interview. Through a spokesman, she's so far declined, citing scheduling. The invitation, though, remains open.